For those that don't know me, I am from the old school.
Amen.
Amen.
And in the old school, you did everything father and sister told you to do. Is that right? So we're gonna all sing.
All right. Amen.
We're gonna all sing.
Amen.
And if you got a bad voice, God deserves to hear it. So he won't make that mistake again. Let me sing it through and I'll bring you in, okay?
All right.
So glad to be here. So glad to be here. Jesus brought me this far and I've come to praise his name. So glad to be here. So glad to be here. Jesus brought me this far and I've come to praise his name. Got it?
All
right, let's go. So glad to be here, so glad to be here. Jesus brought me this far, and I come to praise his name. So glad to be here, so glad to be here. Jesus brought me this far, and I come to praise his name. Now some of y'all looking at me like y'all crazy. But I want everybody to sing.
All right.
Amen?
Amen.
Ladies, stand up.
All right.
Ladies, stand up. Okay, y'all ready?
Yeah.
Let me hear you.
Yes.
So glad to be here.
So glad to be here.
Jesus brought me this far, and I've come to praise his name.
So glad to be here.
So glad to be here.
Jesus brought me this far, and I've come to praise his name.
That's okay, ladies. Sit down. All right, guys, stand up.
All right.
All the men. All the men. All the men. All right, let's hear you. Let's hear you. Let's go.
So glad to be here. So glad to be here. Jesus brought me this far, and I've come to praise his name. So glad to be here. So glad to be here. Jesus brought me this far, and I've come to praise his name.
Not bad, guys. Now, let me tell y'all something. I got two things I gotta tell y'all, okay? I want y'all to sing this song like y'all been singing this song all your life.
Ooh, come on, now.
Okay? This is your testimonial, okay? I want y'all to sing this song like y'all been singing it all your life. Second thing is, keep the beat, don't slow it down. Okay? Keep the beat, all right? Y'all ready?
Yeah.
Let's go.
So glad to be here. So glad to be here. Jesus brought me this far.
He didn't have to do it.
Jesus brought me this far, and I come to praise his name. He didn't have to do it. He didn't have to do it. Jesus brought me this far, and I come to praise his name.
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Jesus brought me this far.
Oh.
mountains, over hills and mountains. Jesus brought me this far, and I've come to praise his name. Over hills and mountains, over hills and mountains. Jesus brought me this far, and I've come to praise his name.
So glad!
So glad to be here. So glad to be here. Jesus brought me this far, and I've come to praise his name. Jesus brought me this far. Jesus brought me this far, and I come to praise his name.
When you think about the blessing of being in the house of God one more time.
Yes, Lord.
When you think about all that you have been through throughout the week, throughout the years of your life, and how God has brought you safe thus far, you got to be glad to be here.
Yeah. Yeah.
When you think about all the things that you have overcome, mm-hmm. all the trials and tribulations you have faced, and somehow you're able to still stand and hold your own. You just got to give God the praise and say, thank you. You got to give him that testimony and allow that testimony to be alive in your heart and your being. Mm-hmm. I believe that if more of us would live that way, conscious of all that God has brought us through and how he continues to make a way out of no way for us, we would be so excited about Sunday morning.
Well,
you know, that the church would be hopping.
Come on now.
And we would have the experience of what it means for us to be the church family of God that we're called to be.
That's right.
Many people come to church Sunday after Sunday. I wonder what they're here for.
All right, yeah.
You know. Some of them come into church, not here in Philadelphia, but in other places. They come and they claim their seat. And you know, if somebody's sitting their seat, they're about ready to ring their neck. Not here in Philadelphia, but another place where that's true. You know? They get all upset. But it's important that we realize that when you're in the house of God, every seat is important.
Yes.
Everybody is important, and everybody is given the opportunity to share in the fullness of all that we're called to. So you should come to church every Sunday ready to participate in every prayer, every song, every action, because that's what it means for us to be God's people and be in God's name. But you know, people miss the blessing because a lot of people just come to church and they let the choir sing for them. Not here, but other places. But the choir is only here to support your singing.
Amen.
Now, don't say I didn't tell you, okay? They're here to support your singing, you know, and call you into the experience of prayer together. This is what the community at prayer. That's singing together, praying together. Sharing together is what it means for us to be in this building right now. And a lot of people miss the blessing because they don't come with an attitude and a openness to prayer.
Come on.
To encounter the God who says, I'm giving you life. To encounter the God who has brought you through a mighty long way and continuously calls you to keep on keeping on in his name.
Yes.
That's what we're supposed to experience when we come here. So you come to church with an expectation, okay, God, what you going to tell me today?
Yes.
What you going to show me? How you going to nourish me by your word? How you going to nourish me at your table so that I may be nourishment to other people?
Amen.
That's what Catherine Drexel did her life. She came to church, understood what it meant for her to encounter Jesus and to allow that Jesus to be the source and strength of her witness, her testimony. She came to church and left the church ready to encounter the world and to show the world that God is alive and well. And so must we. She talked the talk, she walked the walk, and she calls us and she can, who have known her, have experienced her, who follow her, that we can do nothing less than that. So if we're not doing it, now's the time, y'all. Wake up.
Yes.
And look, I'm telling you, so that you could know and understand, that's the expectation that we are called to, each and every one of us, in God's name. Mm-hmm. It is in God's name that we go forth. Catherine Drexel, when told, do something yourself, she didn't panic. She didn't even stutter. She just began to look and see and encounter the world. She went and visited the world, the U.S. And she saw the poor and the neglected, the oppressed. And she did something about it. We who follow her are called to do the same. Amen. And nothing less.
Amen.
And to do anything less, it's to shortchange God. And God don't like being shortchanged. These scriptures tell us that. When the people started complaining about being in the middle of the desert of the journey towards the promised land, complaining about we're dying of thirst here. Why in the world do we leave Egypt? As if they had it made in Egypt. You know, some folk think that way, you know? Not here in Philadelphia, but in other places. You know, you can't go to the promised land with the Egyptian mentality.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
You have to have a mindset to follow the one who called you out.
That's right.
And is leading you and calling you to where he wants you to be.
Yes.
And sometimes that means you got to go where he directs and not where you want. Some people need to learn that lesson. Maybe not here, but other places. You don't set the course. God sets the course. And he calls you to follow his lead. God, if we had to set the course and follow our own lead, Lord knows where we would be. Thank God, God is willing to take the time and energy and to provide us for what we need. God did not panic when the people panicked. He just told Moses, go stand on a rock. Take your staff with you, and when I tell you, just strike the rock and just stand still and watch what happens. Some of us need to have that kind of confidence in God.
Yes. Yes.
I wonder sometimes, do we really have that kind of confidence? Are we willing to just stand still, strike the rock, and wait for God to do what God's going to do? Don't say yes too quickly now.
Come on.
Because God might put you to the test. To be honest with you, I don't know about you, but it makes me want to tremble. To think that God would say that to me. When I was named a bishop, I said, Lord, have mercy, Jesus. You know, that's the last thing I expected to ever happen to me. You know. And I thought somebody was playing a joke. You know. But the joke was on me. You know. But my point to you is this. We have to be able and open to allow God to direct our path, to lead us where He's going to. And sometimes we've got to realize that God is not just going to sit back and let things happen to us. God is going to come and encounter us, just like He encountered that woman at the well. Understand what happened there. She had a well visitation. Some of us need a well visitation. You know what I mean by that? She had not only an encounter with Jesus, she had an inspection by Him. She knew she was not supposed to be doing what she was doing at that time. You don't go to the well in the middle of the day. And then you don't, in those days, a woman never talks to a man in public. In those days. I know some men that wish that was still true today. Not here in Philadelphia, but up there. In those days, a foreigner would never talk to a Jew. So she was breaking all kinds of rules. That's just how bold she was. But as bold as she was, Jesus was just as cool. And He called her to realize, honey, I know everything there is to know about you. Ain't nothing you can do to me that's going to make me change what I'm going to do for you.
Come on.
That's the God we serve.
Yes.
And not only that, Jesus was able to take her on a journey about her life and her understanding of life that made her realize that He was saying things about her and not holding it against her.
Thank you, Lord.
And what's interesting to me in that dialogue is she went from sir to I see you're a prophet. I understand that the Messiah is going to be here. And she heard Him say, I am. She journeyed with this encounter with Jesus in such a way that she came to a greater awareness that this man was not going to be deterred or distracted by her behavior and her actions. Would that we who work and live and speak in the name of Jesus Christ would do the same to everyone we meet and encounter.
Wow.
But some of us are even afraid to even talk to the person who's sitting in the pew right next to us. We are afraid to encounter the young people who act differently than we acted when we were young. We are afraid to encounter one another, to address one another, when we see each other acting a fool and need to be challenged and called to task.
Hello.
I'm not talking about people in Philadelphia, but people of other places. We, as followers of Christ, are called to see and understand that as we live for God, as we journey with God, we have to encounter the world.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, sir. Yes.
And we got to bring to the world the values of God. We're not only made in the image of God, we are called to be the replica of God to one another and not play God with one another. There's a difference. To be a replica means that you do stuff because this is the way God does it. And it's a way of showing how much we appreciate and respect and uphold who God is for us. They said that the greatest form of flattery is to act like somebody we believe in. Right?
That's right. Yes.
More of us Christians need to be that way as we believe and act and say we are followers of Christ.
Yes.
And bring that good news. That means we would be good news to one another.
Yes.
Are you good news to people? Do people see you that way? And treat you that way and call you that way? Or do they look at you like, you know?
Oh my.
Right.
You know? People should know you're a Christian by your love.
Yes.
All right.
How you show love and bring love to one another. Some of us need a well visitation. Mm. I'm glad we're here.
All right.
We need to think about what God is calling us to as His children. And ask ourselves, do we really show that and bring that to all we meet? I don't care how young or how old you are. You can never tire being a Christian. And if you're tired of being a Christian, then ask God to bring you home. And get out the way. I mean, the truth is the truth, y'all. We need people to stand up and be God-like to others.
Yes.
So we need to ask ourselves, how am I a reflection of God to other people? Am I the good news that somebody's seeking? Have I really shown that in the way I live my life and call people to share in the experience of what I know here and experience here at St. Martin de Porres? Catherine Drexel was able to do what she did, not because she had the money to do it, but she was determined that the church would reflect what it needed to reflect to those who did not have it. She built over 60 institutions around this country, educating Native Americans and Black Americans around this country. And she didn't stop there. She worked with the NAACP in addressing and calling people to do what was right for those who were African-American workers in this country. She called the bishops of this country to establish a Bureau of Indian and Black American Affairs and a mission office so that we could address those who were not as fortunate as others. She called the church to be about something, and she modeled it for them and said, if I can do it, so can you. I'm sure if she was alive today, she would say to the church, Yeah, Black lives matter, Indian lives matter, women's lives matter. forget it. In her own humility, in her own simplicity, she listened and she spoke. And she knew, like every nun knew, when I speak, you better listen. Am I lying? She was a woman who challenged the church at a time and in a situation that said to the church, we must be about this in this country. We have no other choice. So she built schools. She went to Nashville, Tennessee, one of my favorite stories about Katherine Drexel. She went in a carriage that had curtains on it. And she scouted out the land she wanted to build her schools on. And she did this in this carriage and in such a way that she figured out what she wanted. And then she got somebody, a friend of hers, to buy the property. And then she built the school on. And you know what? She, in her own little way, really developed and created the Black Catholic community of Nashville, Tennessee. And her school never had over 8% Catholic in the school. Never had it, but she created the Black Catholic community. Right there in the heart of the Black community, in the middle of a neighborhood that people say is the worst neighborhood in the city of Nashville. She did that all over the country. She worked and established schools in some of the poorest Indian reservations in this country. She built Xavier University and gave it the name of Xavier University because she wanted people to understand that Xavier, Francis Xavier, was such a profound missionary in his day. She wanted to give that example to every male and every female student at that university. She was very intent on making sure that people understood what must be done. She was about missionary discipleship long before the church ever understood missionary discipleship. Her witness and her testimony calls us to do the same and nothing less. She has kind of laid the platform, and it is for us to now build upon it. Now listen to what I said. She laid the platform, and it's up to us to build upon it.
Yes.
Not just settle that we got a place. All right. You know, we got to build upon it. And we must build upon it leaning on God, leaning on Jesus, encountering Jesus, allowing His Word and His sacrament to come alive within us and alive into the world in which we encounter. I am troubled as a leader of this church. I'm troubled because I know we have a great challenge before us in these times.
Yes.
But really, we have no other choice but to meet that challenge.
That's right.
And we must do it confidently, lean on Jesus. Trusting that the one who has brought us this far will never ever leave us.
Amen.
Sisters and brothers, I call us to come together in prayer, to be renewed and strengthened in this experience together, knowing that we stand on the shoulders of some great saints like Catherine Drexel.
Amen.
And as we stand on those shoulders, as we lean on them, understand that they aren't just onlookers watching us. They give us their example so that we can build upon it. Let us take that on, each and every one of us. Realizing, like Catherine Drexel, we can't give up. We can't throw in the towel. But we must take the charge that is ours and continue to build upon it.
Amen.
Let us ask for the strength of Jesus' Spirit,
yes, Lord,
that enabled him to face the challenges that were before him, to eat with sinners,
yes,
to show the love of God and the mercy of God that raised people from the dead, that called people to understand that he knew everything about them, yet he still saw them as a child of God. Let us pray for that kind of spirit and ask God to renew within us, each and every one of us, the courage and the faith to hold true to that as we share our lives with one another. Then we will really be glad to be here.
Amen.
Because this will be our time,
yes,
to say to one another and reassure one another, we all doing it together.
Yes.
We're not here by ourselves.
Amen.
But we're following on leaning on Jesus and allowing him to make the difference in our life. Can't nobody do me like Jesus.
Yeah.
Can't nobody do me like the Lord.